Steve, we're talking this dairy industry where there's enough negatives to go around that everybody has experienced, especially when it comes price-wise here. And I guess as a positive, too, to talk about, I think it's great to emphasize some changes here in this dairy margin protection program passed in this recent budget bill here. It is a positive here for the dairy industry, right, Steve?
Well, I think it's a good step in the right direction anyway. It's something that we really didn't really fully expect. It kind of got put into that budget bill that had to get pushed through in order to keep the government running. And it came through from the Senate side out in Washington, D.C. And it's got some changes in it that actually could really be helpful anyway, as far as providing a safety net. Might not be as good a safety net as we would hope for right now, but it's better than none. And I think it'll be fairly affordable, especially for the smaller farms in the country. So I think it's a step in the right direction, at least, and it's a step towards getting something better in the next farm bill, which is going to be worked on starting in March, I believe.
And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you compare this to kind of the old MILC program and how this may be a fixture for farmers to find out a bottom and be, have that in place where you're assured a certain price going forward?
Yeah, in a way, it's compared to that a little bit. But this is an insurance program. It's based on the margin between a national all milk price and a national all feed cost. But if we look at what feed prices were at over the last year or so, we don't believe they can go much lower, and that feed formula came out to be about $7.70 to $8 a hundredweight. So with this bill being passed, you'll be allowed to buy up to another $8 of margin on top of that feed cost. So you really could almost lock yourself in about $15.70 to $16 a hundredweight for your milk as a floor, and at a cost of about 14 cents a hundredweight for farmers for their first 5 million pounds of milk per farm. So it's really not as good as we had hoped for, but it is much better than not having a floor at all, because the futures have been down in the $13 range, and with no end in sight, we really didn't know where they might bottom out. Even though we've seen some strength in the dairy markets in the last week or so, I think part of that is driven by the strength in the grain prices. So the margin would still be fairly low, even though the grain prices would push that feed cost formula up, which would kind of guarantee you actually even a little higher milk price. So, like I said, it's not the perfect answer, but I think it sure is a good step in the right direction, and it's something that's going to be available this year. They're due to open. They're going to work to try to get the sign-up opened at the FSA office, and once it's opened, I think there'll be a 90-day sign-up period. Like I said, it is... you can buy anywhere between $4 to $8 of coverage, whatever you prefer, but for the first 4 million pounds of milk or 5 million pounds of milk per farm, this program is, you could buy $8 coverage for 14.2 cents a hundredweight. This program would have monthly settlements compared to the other program in the past was bi-monthly settlements, and I think farmers would trust this program more so because you won't have 1 month canceling out another month, which has happened in the past.
Steve, I know I forgot to ask Chris Galen his question last week. Do you know is that an upfront cost when it comes to buying? You know, you mentioned the 14 cents. Is that an upfront cost, or is that something you can spread out and pay, or do you know anything about that at all?
You know, I haven't heard on that, but I would assume it would be just like the old program was, where when you went in and signed up, you had to pay the $100, and then your balance of your premium would have been due like in September, I believe. And I think you could elect to do monthly payments through your co-op if you wanted to during that time, but I'm quite sure that the balance of the premium would be more like a crop insurance that would be due in the fall. So we're not sure yet if it's going to be retroactive to the beginning of the year or even to the beginning of February. And I'm not sure the calculations aren't totally out for January, I don't think. And if they are, they're close to $8, so there probably wouldn't be much of a payout anyway. But February, I think right now the one I saw would have been like 73 cents a hundredweight if they would go with the numbers that were used with the futures prices and stuff and the estimates that were there. So we're going to try really hard to get it retroactive for February 1st because farmers really needed that already then. It's just that this program didn't get put in place yet. But we're hoping that we can get the sign-up opened up and get farmers to sign up so that it would be retroactive to February 1st. But if nothing else, I think March 1st would probably be the date where they would probably start paying out the insurance payments on it if the margins were below that the level that you select. But we're not totally sure on that yet. It'll be up to the Department of Agriculture to decide on whether that is retroactive or not.
Steve Schlungen joining us here in Noontime News, Chairman of the Board with AMPI, dairy farmer here in Stearns County. And Steve, too, I think one of the big hurdles for this program is just going to try and get past the stigma of the initial dairy margin protection program. And I'm sure a lot of folks in dairy are just advising farmers to really take a hard look at what they want to do and try to erase some of those previous thoughts on the previous round of programming here.
Yeah, and there is a lot of negativity about that program, and rightfully so. But this program actually is really close to what we asked for in the first place back in 2013 and 2014. It's just that the program got cut because of the predicted cost of the program, and we didn't get nearly what we had hoped for, and that's why the program was ineffective, and that's why farmers paid in more in premiums than what the program paid out. This program really is really close to what we had asked for. We wanted that feed cost formula to be a full feed cost formula, not 90% of what they considered a feed cost formula. They didn't want to change that, but they did allow us now to buy up to a dollar higher coverage level for about the same price per hundredweight as what we would have, earlier. So I think it comes out to the same thing, except that the limit is still $8 on margin. And I know Colin is trying to work hard to get into the next farm bill. He wants to be able to buy up to $9 or even $9.50 for a fairly reasonable amount on that first 5 million pounds of milk per farm. So we're working hard to get that in the language of the next farm bill. But really, this program does a couple things right now. It first of all, it gives us a floor that we know if we're in it, we're going to be guaranteed $15.70 to $16 a hundredweight. And it's going to pay out some. We don't know exactly where that's all going to land. But it also, in this bill, it increased the baseline for dairy and for cotton. So there's money there for dairy going forward that'll get rolled forward into the next farm bill that'll be available that will support a program that could have options to buy up to $9 or $9.50 a hundredweight. And for small farmers, young farmers, people that want to have that floor, for 17 cents a hundredweight, they could probably buy $9 coverage and be guaranteed somewhere between, a floor of probably $17 for the milk with low feed prices. But if you get feed prices up in the range where we were in 2014, 2015, early on, we were in a $10 to $12 range. Now you'd be talking, $19, $20 a hundredweight that you'd be guaranteed for a milk price. So we think it's going to be something really solid for farmers going forward if we get what we're asking for here.